You too. Good to be here. I kindly think us kind of hoodooed about this job. I'm willing, I hope I'm willing to do this, but I like for these young people to get in the battle, don't you?
Amen.
I really do. I appreciate Logan and all of these folks, and it's been good. It's been my first time here, and I've never been treated no better. In all of my life, I've been all over just about everywhere in in this area. But it's still good to know that God still got people that believes in the power of God. I'm telling you, it is. And it takes the loving spirit of God to really get along. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad that I know the Lord. Don't you? I thought I knowed Mother till I got saved. But I tell you, when I got saved, Mom even looked different. And I had as good a mother as they was in the country. I'm telling you, she was a good mother, but she's gone on to glory. But I'm telling you, it's good to feel that love, ain't it? It's good to know that love. It'll change you. A lot of people said, and maybe I don't know whether I'll preach or not, but you know, a lot of people are wondering about getting born again and giving up so much. I believe I told your pastor today, you don't have to give up nothing. You let God save you and you'll be changed. I'm telling you, there's a change comes when God comes in. I tell you, there's a different. You even the trees look better. The grass looks greener. I'm telling you, it's the truth, brother. You know, how do you know, little man? I thank God I got saved. That's how I know. I know I got born again by the power of God. And I tell you, it's not something that you sign up for, you know. There was some signing done on my day, but it was him a-putting my name down in the Lamb's Book of Life, you see. I just told him I wanted my name wrote down in glory, so it's already there, and I don't have to worry. It come free of charge. Hallelujah. You say, Lee Wayne, didn't it cost? Yes, it cost. But it didn't cost me nothing. But oh, thank God. That's what I want to talk about. Praise the Lord. Just a few minutes and maybe it won't be long. I'd like to hear Vernon or whoever wants to do or whatever. I just want to mind the Lord. And you just pray that I will mind the Lord. I tell you, I believe that God's able to take care of matters. This is sure. He knows what we need here tonight. He knows what you need. He knows what I need. There's a lost individual here tonight. I hope you get saved. I'm going to tell you, you got to be born again before that you go to God's heaven. You got to be. It don't matter what mother thinks about you or what daddy thinks or how much money you own. Brother, I want you to know there's got to be a change, brother, in your life. And it's a new birth. This is George Elia. But what I've got on my mind, you'll find it. Glory to God in the first chapter of John. Where John Bible said he looked, hallelujah to God, looked out over across that country and said, behold, I seen the Lord coming, and said, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world, brother. Listen, I'm here tonight not to tell you about this or tell you about how good I am, how good Vernon Logan is. But I'm here to tell you, glory to God, look toward heaven. Brother, there's no other name given besides the Son of God. The Bible said the heavens were searched and became man beneath the earth and under. Glory to God, nobody was found worthy. But I'll declare, the angel come to John. Praise God, said John. Hallelujah to God. Don't weep. We found one that's worthy. Glory to God. John said, look at him. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. The Bible said that the wages of sin was death, but the gift of God was eternal life. Glory to God. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, men, whosoever believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm so glad one morning, about 9 o'clock, an old preacher man preached to me and told me, without the Lord, where I was going. But I'll declare, before he quit talking to me, he said, there's a way out of that place. Glory to God. God so loved the world. And now I'm telling you, I'm here tonight, I'm telling you, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away. How do you know it, Lee Wayne? Because I've been born again by the power of the Almighty God. Praise the Lord. I might have to preach tonight. Praise the Lord. Children, I'll declare, the Bible says, there's a way that seemeth right, but there's a way that is right. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you get to the Father, you'll have to go by Jesus and no other name. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad that you know it and the power of His resurrection? I'm glad I was born again one morning about 9 o'clock, and I've been free ever since. The Bible said in the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. Glory to God. It don't matter what the devil says, I've overcome the world through the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. God's blessed me with a lot of things down to the earth. But there's one thing, amen, that's going to stand. Hallelujah to God. When the angel steps 1 foot on the land and nothing on the sea and declares that time will be no more. Brother, everything that you own, but God will go. But I'm here to tell you, I got someone more. Hallelujah. I'm sealed under the day of resurrection. I am one of them that knows, brother, that he's been born again by the power of God. Well, it's good to be here. It's good to feel what I'm feeling. I'm glad. It's bigger than the devil ever thought about. Lord have mercy. Praise the Lord. Are you hearing me? Are you saved? By the grace of God. You know what our church is doing tonight? Praise the Lord. We've got the word. This one believes in that. And that one believes in that. And the other one believes in that. And we've quit talking about the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. The Bible says, amen, when these things come to pass, amen, that you're today, praise the Lord. The Bible said to look up for your redemption, draw nigh as it was in the day of Noah's soul, shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Oh, as it was in the day of Lot. Oh, the Bible said that you have here, amen, you see proof of it coming. But he said then you would see him with great power and glory. glory. I'm here to tell you, on that day, you won't have to worry about health. You won't have to worry about sin. Your worry will be gone. Praise the Lord. And through the name of Jesus, Lee Wayne, I'd like to be free. Behold, look at him. Behold the Lamb of God. He come to seek and save that which was lost. Lord have mercy. It's pretty free. Praise the Lord. Oh, children. Lord, I'd like to know. Well, thank God you can know. I told the preacher, Lord, how good we've been treated today. Hallelujah to God. Oh, children. I told him today, my daddy was as mean as a skunk. Hallelujah to God. He was a mean man. My mother was born again, child of God. Mom just kept preaching today. Just kept praying for daddy. I'm sorry. Just kept praying for him. She loved that old man. Glory to God. And you know what? God called me to preach. He joined the church where I was pastor. And I just kept preaching to that old man. Glory to God. 73 years old. Still lost and undone without God. And oh, I just kept telling him, Luther, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the meanness in your life. Praise, I love my daddy. I want you to know I did. But you got to be born again. Amen. Lee Wayne, I don't know what I'm saying or not. Glory to God, you ain't saved. I'm telling you, as big as God is, He'll let you know when He moves in your life. Lord of mercy. Oh, my daddy. I didn't know I was going to preach about daddy. But let's get here. Hey, man, I kept preaching. And mama kept praying. He'd get so mad at me. He'd say, Lee Wayne, you're throwing it at me. I'm not coming back to church. I said, well, I called him old man. And not disrespectfully. Because I loved him. But I said, oh man, if you come back to the house of God where I'm at, I'll preach the same message. Amen. It's Jesus. If you don't want to go to hell, it's Jesus, brother. Glory to God. Our churches have got, boy, I hope I don't get a hold of nobody. But our churches have got, well, we'll take them in the back room and sign them up. And tell them they'll be all right. I'm going to tell you one thing. Brother, they'll have to have a new birth before they ever get to God's heaven. That's the reason they'll come to church, amen, about 3 or 4 weeks. And then you can't find them no more. But the Bible said, heathen endure to the end. The same shall be saved. Woo! Lord, I'm having a good time. Are you enjoying me? Praise the Lord. But by and by, you thought I forgot about that old man, didn't you? Praise the Lord. By and by, I drove a truck, tractor and trailer all my life. Praise the Lord. But oh, I come in one night, and my wife met me at the door. Said, honey, we're going to have to go up to daddy's. Said he's lost and undone. She loved him that much. Called him daddy. I said, oh, what's going on? She said, oh, he's lost. I said, as he said, he's lost. Yeah, he's lost. I said, you just get right back in the house. I said, thank God he get me something to eat. things. Amen. I said, I'm hungry. If that old man's lost now, he'll be lost when I get there. Amen. Let me tell you something. When the drawing power of God comes on a man, thank God he don't lose it overnight. Say something that'll worry you smack to death if you don't do something about it. We need conviction in this country. We don't need this or that other, but we need to get under conviction. Let them worry. Amen. Let them go to bed scared to death. Amen. They'll come to God before it's over. Praise the Lord. Boy, ain't you glad you're saved? Look at here, children. As she said, Lee Wayne, for your pastor, your whole church is up there waiting on you. Said, Daddy's done got him up there. Praise the Lord. When I eat all I wanted, I said, Mama, let's go. Oh, children, he is sitting at a big old living room. He is sitting 25 feet, I guess, from where I went in the door, in a rocking chair. Him just a bawling. Hallelujah to God. I lit in the preaching. You said, what's the matter with you? I don't know, but I had a good time. Hallelujah to God. I know he is under conviction. I thought it won't hurt you, old man, to just be in that shape. Just a few more minutes. When I give out, I said, Daddy, would you like to pray? He said, I'm a dying. He said, I'm an awful mess that has ever was in my life. And he said, Lord, I've got to be saved. I can't die like this. You know, he was got out of an old rocking chair. I don't know why I'm telling you that. I ain't told it here. I told him that. Praise the Lord. But you know, I can see that old feeble man get out of that rocking chair and turn around and put his hands on that rocking chair. And he got down on his knees. And the next thing I remember, I was in that rocking chair shouting, and my daddy had done run to the bedroom, praising God. He's back there shouting, I'm going to tell you this, God, if we'll behold Him and look at Him, our children will be born again. It takes a father and a mother to lead them the right direction. Praise the Lord. Lord, I'm having a time. Why didn't you tell me it was this good up here? Praise the Lord. Children, I want you to know, amen, this way don't only seem right, it is right. Hallelujah to God. Oh, that's been years ago. He's done been gone on. The Lord, he had a big flood, had a big farm, a river bottom farm. Amen. And he's the contrary. I guess I work 15, 16 hours a day going off on a truck. But I'll declare he is too contrary to let, he wasn't able to let somebody else, amen, grow his tobacco. Lee Wayne, you're going to have to do that. Well, I wasn't making a penny. But you know what? After that, I told this boy, amen, he had told me. He said, Lee Wayne, I don't believe that nobody knows for sure that they're going to heaven. I said, old man, when you get what I've got, you'll know. You'll know. Amen, you'll know. When that peace comes in there, Jesus said, peace I give you, not as the world gives. But in the world, you've got tribulation. Amen, I'm going to tell you where you're at tonight. If you've got tribulation, you don't have to have. We're worrying ourselves to death when God says, come unto me. Lord, boy, I might as well as preach till in the morning. Praise the Lord. Children, let me tell you something. This thing is real. It's real. Amen. Our churches is making this a funny book. Amen. Let me talk about down at the house. I'm not talking about up here. I don't know nothing about you people. But I'm going to tell you one thing. If you worship God, you'll worship Him in the Spirit and in the truth. Amen. There ain't no way that you can worship Him anymore. Lord, have mercy. Daddy, get on one after this happened. I'll shut up about Daddy. Praise the Lord. He told me, he said, Levi, I's a mean and I's a contrary. Me and him as brothers. And oh, he said, if it hadn't been for you, God calling you to pray, I wouldn't have listened to nobody else. I said, oh man, it's the Lord. Amen. And you know what I done? Amen. I'd get on one end of the tobacco patch and he'd be on the other. I said, oh man, oh man, do you know you're saved? Lord, he'd rear back at you. He used that hand. He said, yeah. He said, I felt Him come in there. I'm going to tell you, when you get God in your life, you'll know it. Praise the Lord. You don't have to doubt no more. Praise the Lord God. Come to seek and save that which was. I'm having a time, Logan, for an old man. Praise the Lord. Lord, a lot of people, Lee Wayne, why don't you quit? Thank God I retired from driving a truck when I was 45. Hallelujah to God. And here I am 78 and I can't get retired. There ain't no retirement. I tell you what I'll do. When he says quit, I'll quit. But oh, thank God, he still wants me to tell the world, behold the Lamb of God. Oh, look at here. Oh, look at here. You remember about Abraham. Amen. And taking his son up there. You remember that. I won't go through all that. But you, oh, Isaac, the woman to know, said, Father, said, here, I've got the water. I got the fire. I got everything. But I got everything. He didn't know what was going up there for. Amen. I got everything but the offering. Said, what? I see him look at him. Said, oh, son. Said, God himself will prepare a lamb.
Amen.
Oh, you're not worthy. You're not worthy. But there's one coming. Whoa, that's worthy. Hallelujah to God. Lord, have mercy. Look here. It's still a coming. I thought it was going to quit, but wait a minute. Look here. Whoa. Oh, Moses. Lord, he'd went up on the hill. He'd went up in the mountain. Lord, the fog had come down.
Yes.
I'm telling you, he could just hear a voice.
Yes.
You remember this? He could just hear a voice up there. And he knowed what to tell God's people, how to live, how to act, the Ten Commandments.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes.
Are you hearing me? But oh, oh, Moses said, wait a minute, God. Wait a minute. I know you're up there. And I know you sent me to lead these people out. But he said, oh, wouldn't it be good to just see you? How many times since I've been saved that I'd like to sing the Lord? I've heard His voice. My sheep know my voice. You might say, I don't know His voice. I'm going to give altar call here in a minute. It'll take care of things like that. Look here. Lord, have mercy. Oh, children. It's real, children. It's real. It's real. And when you're going to really know it, it's when we need it, it's when God comes back. He's coming back. Amen. I'm going to tell you He is. But look at here, children. Oh, Moses said, Lord, I'd sure like to see you. God said, let me tell you something, Moses. There's a big rock. Amen. Stay with me now. These are rock down yonder that I tell you what I'll do. This is the closest to seeing me, because no man can look in my face and live.
That's right.
Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? You know the scripture. Oh, let's go a little bit further. But God said this. He knowed what Abraham, or knowed what Moses was talking about. You know what he done? He said, I'll tell you what I'll do. He said, go get on that rock. Does that mean anything to you?
Right.
He got my feet out of the miry clay.
Yeah.
And set them up on a solid rock.
Amen.
And established my going. Moses, it really don't matter what I look like. I just want to get you on the rock. Are you cheering me? But look here what happened. Praise the Lord. And I'll hush in a minute. Vernon will finish. But look here. Look here. I want you to know this. Praise the Lord. He said, I'll go by. As I go by, he said, I'll put my hand over your face. And he said, you'll see my hinder parts. I'm going to say something that you probably won't believe. But he said, you'll see my hinder parts, but you can't see my face. A man can't see my face and live. What did John said? He said, Lord, have mercy. Look here what John said in the first chapter of John or the third or something. He said, Oh, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Are you insuring me? Look here, brother. What kind of love that he had. Oh, look here. And John said, a roundabout way. He said, I won't be satisfied a roundabout way now. I won't be satisfied till I wake in his likeness. Because I'll see him as he is. Moses was in his carnal body. Thank God he couldn't. He'd have blown Moses up. I believe that. I believe that. I believe he had been so high, so great. Are you kidding me? The body couldn't have stood looking at God Almighty. But one of these days, when I get that glorified body, I won't be satisfied till I see him.
Yeah.
I'm hearing him today, but I'll see him tomorrow.
Amen. Thank God.
Lord of mercy.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You know what his hinder parts is? This is going to get you. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Amen. Moses wrote them five books. Are you hearing me? Who else could have done that? How could he have known? But he heard the voice.
That's right.
Amen. He had I guess I tore up everything. Lord, have mercy, children. I want you to know something. There's something when you start messing with God. He'll go farther than you think.
That's right.
Boy, ain't it been good to be here tonight?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I love you people. Now, I didn't ask you whether you love me or not, but I love you people. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad. Get up here, kid.
Lord, help us. I got so old. I call him kid.
Hallelujah.
With other things. Praise the Lord.
That's a good preacher. That's a good preacher.
Praise
thank
yeah.
God.
No, yeah, I know what I'm supposed to say.
No better message.
But I don't know how it needs to go on. Oh, let me say this. Will you meet me on the other side?
That's right.
Amen. I can see the hand.
Yes, sir.
That it knows for sure that you'll meet me on the other side.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise God. Yes.
Did you know something that's enough to shout about? Amen.
Yes,
he told his disciples, I don't know what you're going to do or not. Look here. He told his disciples. He said, don't shout on account of that. Bless him up. But he said, rather rejoice.
Amen.
Right. Because your name.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Woo!
Yes, glory to God.
I drove an old truck to Detroit. Lord, I told you about it. But Lord, I'd drive that old truck and I'd get so happy in there. He got his license before I did. God, you know me, he can hold the road.
Amen.
And the cops had just come by and wave at me. Oh, it was on. Look here, I might have speeded, but God knows it. Woo!
Praise God.
God will not get you in trouble.
Yeah.
Right. Right. That's yourself in trouble.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
But you know what? I'll shout it in here. They used to call it Male Function Junction down there going through Knoxville before the interstate. So I'm an old man. Lord have mercy, you'd have to set their hairs in a truck trying to get through there. But they kind of fixed it. But Lord, I'd be a shouting brother.
Yes, sir.
I don't know your name, but I believe you're my name. Praise the Lord. You can tell I kind of believe you're Kenton. You're Kenton, so yes. I don't know what you're going to get to the line. But let me hear you. I want you to know, children. Oh, won't you? I'd go down that
line.
Lord, have mercy. I caught myself. I have both hands in the air. Me pulling about 24,000 pounds full. Amen. All at the pool. And I'd have both hands in the air. But I'd happen to glance down. And Lord, little children would be approaching their day.
Yeah.
Look at that man. They thought I didn't have my hands on lifted, but I did.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I had my hands full of heart, too.
Are you good?
Look at this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you know what I do, little kids? I'm weak at it.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Get up for it. Yes. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad you say that?
Amen.
Have I told you as I love you?
Yes.
Thank God I
love
you. I may never next time I see you as hit me
on
the streets of gold. I won't have these shoes on.
Amen. Amen, brother.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's good.
Amen.